This is Wild Talk, brought to you by WWF and IUCN.
It's important to highlight that every few years when IUCN releases its new Red List, it is a way to call our attention both to the species that need more attention because they're more threatened or more endangered, as well as those that are benefiting from all the conservation efforts. There's both positive and negative news. In particular, the African elephant, which was previously listed as vulnerable, is now listed as near threatened, which means it's improving its status. And that's particularly because of the improving status of elephants in East and Southern Africa, though they're still declining and in big trouble in Central Africa. That really highlights that when we draw attention to a species and we engage in conservation efforts, the status can improve. There are also many species whose status, based on the new IUCN Red List, we can now see their status is much worse. In particular, we're seeing the narwhal, which is a whale, which is a type of whale species which has a single ivory tusk, which is now near threatened. Previously, the narwhal was data deficient. In other words, it isn't necessarily that the status is really worse, but finally, now that we know. And the narwhal lives in the Arctic, lives in waters of Russia, North America, Greenland, North America meaning Canada and the U.S., but is particularly threatened now by overhunting, unsustainable overhunting. Approximately one-fourth of all the mammal species are now listed as endangered. And this is a real call to action. It isn't that it's more important to look at mammals than it is to look at reptiles or fish, but people can relate to mammals and understand that. And this isn't just a random list that every few years we look and we say, ooh, who's moved up and who's moved down. But if one-fourth of the world's mammals are really in danger of extinction, we don't have a lot of time to act. Well, the trends are not good. The trends are that more and more species are threatened or endangered or near threatened, and more species, once we put the resources in to gather the data, species are going from being data deficient, which means we just don't know, to now that we know, and they're in big trouble. And we have to act. We have to act, or it is not a victory to have more and more species listed as endangered. The goal is to get species moving, improving their status, and off the list completely. That won't be possible for some species, but for others, if we actually get our act together, the conservation community, governments, citizens, etc., we can make a difference. I don't think that we can answer it specifically on a regional basis, though there are often better data for wealthy countries. So sometimes it even looks, well, the species are more endangered, say, in North America and Europe, because so many more species in Asia and Africa are data deficient. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that they're safer. It just means that scientists haven't put the attention into those species that perhaps they have into species in North America and Europe. Okay. But looking globally, the news isn't good in one place and bad in the other. Mm-hmm. In particular, when we look at Asia, with increasing populations, increasing economies of Asia, we're seeing more and more species threatened and endangered because their habitats are declining rapidly, and the most rapid habitat destruction is in Asia. The Red List is extremely useful for a number of reasons. One reason, of course, is so we know and we can evaluate our work and say, are we making a difference? We've all worked for decades on the African elephant, and it is, in fact, very useful to see globally, yes, we actually are making a difference, and their status has really improved. But more than that, WWF works closely with government partners, of course, and when we look at a list like this and we take it into governments and say, look, these species in your country are now endangered or threatened, let's work together. So we also use it as a call to action. We look across the mammals and we look at what are some of the threats that they're facing. The key threats, of course, are habitat loss, and that's habitat destruction for conversion, for example, for forest mammals. Their forests are being converted for paper, for pulp, for timber, etc., as well as for agriculture, as well as for biofuels and other purposes. But in addition, we're seeing mammals being threatened by overexploitation, by illegal hunting, by illegal trade, etc. So there are a number of complex threats to all the mammal species. For the marine mammals that we're looking at, threats have to do with unsustainable fisheries, bycatch, where they're caught in fishing nets, for example, and also, again, for overhunting and overexploitation.
Wild Talk. Find out more on the web at iucn.org or at panda.org.